This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Emily Schwing. Have you ever looked up to see a hawk soar overhead? Or a small chickadee flit by and wondered, how do they do that? Believe it or not, scientists never really knew either, until now.
I looked at the relationship between form and function in the most basic sense.
Talia Lowy-Mary is a PhD student at the University of Toronto in Canada. She says bird flight has everything to do with the shape and size of a bird's sternum, or breastbone. Bird sternums have a projection from the middle called the keel, and this is where the flight muscles are attached.
It's plausible to think that this element is important for flight, but why does it vary so much in shape and size relative to the body? There are all these questions about it that haven't been answered in the past.
So Mary set out to find some answers using a database of CT scanned sternums from 105 different bird species, like the red-capped lark, Leach's storm petrel, and the southern cassowary. She also included two extinct birds, the dodo and the great auk. The scans combine a series of X-rays to create three-dimensional images.
And so because the sternum is a complex element in three dimensions, it's not just a 2D bone, it's got projections out the middle and out the sides, looking at it in three dimensions is the best way to quantify the shape and analyze it in a statistical framework. So more recently, those methods have become more accessible. And I guess because of that, I was able to do it now. And maybe 10 or 15 years ago, it wasn't possible.
Mary and colleagues used the scans to create computerized 3D models.
And so when you do that, you can move it around, you can place points on it in the important spots. And so that's what I was doing. I was putting these dots that are called landmarks. And the landmarks basically quantify in 3D computer space where the important points are on the element.
The findings published in BMC Biology show that sternum size and shape has a direct impact on the way a bird flies.
So an eagle would be soaring and wouldn't be moving its wings as much. It just has its arms stretched up. It has very intricate structures in its wings and in its shoulder to hold the wings out, but it doesn't have to use as much flapping power